Welcome to episode 3 of the Rebel Within podcast. And this episode is going to be titled Blind by Artist Obsession. You might think, what is blinded by artist obsession? Well, I'll give you a few examples. You have artists out there who are just like they're larger than life, really. And, but their fans just think, like, go really crazy over them and they think, you know, they can't do anything wrong or whatever it is. And I sort of kind of give you an example of that. And I'll give you one example, and that's Garth Brooks. Ever since Garth Brooks has come back from retirement, he has had this attitude where it's like, everything he does is about money anymore. It's not about the music. It's not about the fans. It's how many album sales he can sell, how many albums he can get to go so much diamond, how many, you know, how many records he can get a certain retailer to sell for him and all that. And what I'm trying to get by all this is, okay, Garth has had this album called titled Fun. That he's had, supposed to have been put out for over a year and almost a half now, maybe more. Well, he keeps pushing release date back and never really give fans an explanation or a decent explanation on why he's doing it. He just keeps pushing it back, pushing it back. And he's had people tied up their money on pre-order on Amazon for the digital release of this album. And yet, there's been some people who have got so tired that they've actually asked Amazon for a refund and got their money back. And there's some artists out there who actually, I meant to say fans out there who is justifying Garth's actions on this. Like, oh, well, the album's still coming out. It's not like he said he's not bringing the album out. But when? It's almost been 2 years now and he hasn't released an album yet. He keeps pushing the release date back. Like, it was supposed to be May 31st of this year. Or May 3rd or something of this year. Or not May, I meant March, I'm sorry. And now, it's being released again. He's till like summer. And then he said, well, don't hold me to that. So when are we supposed to be getting this record? You know, next year sometime? But the whole thing is too, I'm not just talking about Garth. I'm not just ranting on him because there's other artists out there who do the same thing and have done the same thing before. And some people would say, well, you know, you're just a Garth hater. No, I'm not a Garth hater. I used to love Garth a lot. I used to be one of his biggest supporters, one of his biggest fans. I might have actually had a Garth obsession at one time, but not anymore. I finally seen the light on his ways. But you know, the whole thing about it is I can call an artist out when I know that they're doing something bullshit or they do something that I don't agree with or whatever. Take, for instance, Metallica. I'm a huge Metallica fan. I've been a Metallica fan since I was a kid. I used to hang all their posters and stuff on my wall and ceiling. I don't even know, there was maybe one time in my life that there may not have been an inch left on the ceiling or the walls of my room that didn't have some kind of Metallica picture or logo or something on it, man. I was crazy obsessed with Metallica. And I'm not going to lie, I used to defend a lot of things they used to do. But I'm also not a big enough obsessed fan to where I won't call them on the bullshit when stuff happens. Like, I take, for instance, I'll give you an example. Here a few years back, Metallica decided they were going to do away with the Metallica fan club, the Met Club, they called it, or the Metallica Club or whatever. They did away with the paid renewal, paid membership, and let everybody sign up for free, become, now they call it the fifth member. I, myself, didn't think that was a good thing. And the reason why is because I knew, one, it was an elite club. It was like not everybody could be a member of that club. Not everybody was, it was almost like a brother and sisterhood, almost like, you know, among fans. Well, now that they've done that, because, you know, you used to get a discount when you would buy stuff in the Metallica store. Well, now their prices have gone up on their merchandise so ridiculous that a lot of times it's not worth buying, because here's the problem with that. Their shipping rates on just one item is so ridiculous. You know, when you go to order something now from the Metallica store, you're better off to buy more than one album because you're going to pay, or more than one item because you're going to pay a shit ton of shipping on it. And it almost makes it to the point where it's not worth just going in and ordering something. And, you know, that shouldn't happen. And I'm not really bitching about the stuff they bring out or the products they bring out, because, you know, some of it's really cool. It's just some of it is expensively priced. And like I said, the shipping is ridiculous. And like, I'll give you another example. Megadeth. Megadeth is one of those artists who still has a physical fan club, who, well, you get like a t-shirt and all that stuff when you join the fan club. And Ozzy, and, you know, Ozzy's an artist that I've followed for a long time and everything. And he's got a new album that just came out Friday. And I've been a Ozzy fan for a long time. And what do I think of his new album, Ordinary Man? Well, I think it's a good album. Is it better than Scream? I would say yeah. And do I think that it holds a candle to some of the rest of his albums? I don't think so. I mean, you got to kind of look at it like this. I always said that No More Tears was Ozzy's probably greatest album of all time. I mean, it's just one of those albums that will stand the test of time. And I honestly believe that about Osmosis. And maybe even Down to Earth. So, I mean, I went on Ozzy's, and another thing I wanted to say about Ozzy was he brought out this box set, and it had all his vinyl in it, all his vinyl albums from the very first one all the way up to Scream. It didn't include the new album, okay? This box set is like $500 on Ozzy's website. Okay. Now, not everybody can afford that. And there's only so many copies out there made. So my thing is this. Is he going to bring each one of those albums out individually so people can have a chance to buy those? Because not everybody, you know, there might be some fans out there who have just about every one of his albums on vinyl and only looking for just a couple, but they don't want to pay ridiculous prices for them on eBay. And there's some people out here that might need four or five or something. My whole thing is that nobody wants to buy a box set who needs one or two albums or maybe three or four or nothing like that. Nobody wants that. Everybody wants to be able to have their albums individually. And that's the way I think it should be. And there's some people out there who will defend that. I'm not saying there's nothing wrong. I'm not saying he shouldn't have brought the box set out. I just think that he should have brought the box set out, and for those who wanted the box set, wanted the complete package, could buy the box set. And for those who wanted the albums individually, could get the albums individually. That's how I feel about it. Now, the problem I have is that I don't have the $500 to buy it. And so, therefore, I may not never get to add to my collection of Ozzy vinyl. So make a long story short, I mean, I don't sit there and agree with everything that every artist does. And even if I'm a huge fan of an artist, I can call an artist out on their bullshit. Where there's some fans out here that won't. And they'll let their favorite artist do whatever the fuck they want because to them, they're, I won't say like a god, maybe. But the truth is fans need to quit this blind obsessions that they have over an artist. You know, they need to wake up and realize when an artist is taking them for a ride, when the artist is doing something wrong that needs to be called out on. It doesn't help the fans. It doesn't help the artists. It doesn't help the industry at all. It's a downward fucking spiral, and it needs to stop. Well, I guess that's all I can really got for this episode today. I don't know when my next upload will be. Hopefully it'll be soon. Maybe next week. But I can't guarantee that. Just to let you know too, right quick, that I have a YouTube channel called The Rebel Within. You might want to check that out. It's on YouTube. And then I'm hoping here soon I'm going to have some t-shirts available to buy or whatever. They'll be on teespring.com or whatever. And you can also have a Facebook page called The Rebel Within Podcast. You might want to check that out. And I'll have the link up and everything for the t-shirts up on that, and you can check it out. Okay, well, this is Wild Bill signing out of the Rebel Within Podcast. Have a great day. Bye.